You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Singapore, Archbishop William Goh.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight we celebrate the mother of all vigils in our liturgy. Easter Vigil is really the mother of all vigils, because it gives birth to other liturgical celebrations and make them possible. Because on this Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. It is our Lord who gives us hope for those of us who are in despair. It is the Lord who give us the answers to the readers of the mysteries of life, of suffering. It is the resurrection of our Lord that give us a clear hope of what we are called to be. That is the reason why in the exultet of all nights, this is the truly blessed night. This is the night, we are told, where Jesus is the morning star, the symbol of the paschal candle, the morning star, as we sang, who never sets. My dear brothers and sisters, when we celebrate Easter this evening, we are celebrating a renewed creation. That is why in the scripture readings which we have read and listened this evening, it begins with the account of Genesis in order to show us how creation destroyed by the selfishness of man was restored, recreated in Christ Jesus. And therefore, this evening, we are celebrating this blessed night. This blessed night that has been lighted up by Christ. When the Easter candle passed through the aisles of this church, we are lighted up by the Lord. This is just the beginning of the new creation. And so it's good to ask ourselves, how does Jesus, that morning star, light up our lives? In the exultet, which Father Samuel sang so beautifully, we are told there are four nights that we commemorate. The first night is the night of freedom. This is the night when once you led our forebears, Israel children, from slavery in Egypt and made them pass dry shore through the Red Sea. This is the first night. My dear brothers and sisters, if you remember the book of Exodus, how the Israelites were freed from slavery, from the misery that Pharaoh imposed on them. They were physically constrained. They were physically unfree. But the Lord, through Moses, delivered them from slavery. My dear brothers and sisters, yet the greatest deliverance is not physical freedom, We know there are many prisoners. They can be very happy. And many of you are free, supposedly free. I've seen some of you very strong, can spend 2-3 hours going to the gym. But 1 hour before the Lord on Sunday, even that they don't have time. They look after their body physically, but their soul is hungry. What is the use to have a beautiful body, but the soul is dead? That is why many of you might be physically free, but you are not. That is why the world is saying to us, we are free. You Catholics are slaves. We are free. They are slaves. They are slaves to their passion, slaves to their anger, slaves to their lust, slaves to their greed. They are slaves for power. And because of that, everybody is their enemy. They are slaves to the people looking for popularity, looking always for fame. They are the slaves. They are not free. Every day they live in fear that what they have will be taken away. That is why, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus has come to set us free from sin, especially from the guilt of sin. You know, what weighs us down most is not just sin alone. It is the guilt that we carry in our hearts. We try to push away our guilt. We try to say, it's all right. We try to rationalize. We try to justify. Never mind, God will understand. Yes, God understands. But you carry that guilt. Until you are set free. When you go for the sacrament reconciliation, when you hear the words of Jesus, the risen Lord, peace be with you. The second night is the night of illumination. This is the night that with a pillar of fire banish the darkness of sin. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, why do people live in sin? I believe everyone is a good person. I don't believe there are bad people on this earth. We all want to be happy. But we do not know the way to happiness. This is the problem. Everybody is seeking for happiness in life. Who does not want happiness? If you do not want happiness, you must be crazy. You should not be here. We all want to be happy. That is why we are here. But happiness is not found in the ways of the world. That's why the world today confuses us. Darkness of sin. Sin, precisely, is always under the cover of the dark. We commit sins when we are under the cover of the dark. Remember, when Judas betrayed Jesus, St. John said, it was night. Evil. So we are so confused in the world of relativism. There are so many fake news, so much information all over. We do not even know what is right and what is wrong anymore. I'm sure your children have confused you, all parents. You parents, I don't think you can argue with your children. They have better ways to argue. They will win. That is why, my dear brothers and sisters, in the face of so many opinions, who has the right opinion? Only Jesus, who is the Lord. That's why the resurrection is the basis of our celebration. If He is the Lord, He is the way, the truth, and the life. If He is the Lord, therefore, He is the Word of God. And even if I disagree with Him, I will obey. because He is the Lord, not because what I think is better than what He thinks. But of course, if you do not believe that Jesus is the Lord, then you can dispute everything that the Bible says, everything that Jesus said. If Jesus is your Lord, then you say, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path, like the psalmist. And that is why Jesus, the pillar of fire, banished the darkness of sin. And it is so beautiful because the Easter candle, my dear brothers and sisters, you notice it exudes light and heat. Which means to say, therefore, even as we proclaim the truth, and we Catholics, we want to proclaim the truth is not proclaimed without love. There are some of us here, they like to proclaim the truth. They like to tell people that they are wrong, but often without charity. Truth without charity is not truth. At the same time, the world is speaking about love. I love, everybody loves. Everybody loves, but they love in a selfish manner. That is not love. So truth, light, and love, they must go together. The only truth is love. And when there is love, there must be truth. Otherwise, it is not liberating, life-giving love. And the third night, my dear brothers and sisters, is the night of grace and holiness. This is the night when Christ broke the prison bars of death and rose victorious from the underworld. Or rather, this is the night that even now throughout the world set Christian believers apart from worldly vices, from the gloom of sin, leading them to grace, joining them to His holy ones. My dear brothers and sisters, because of Christ Jesus, today we have regained our dignity as sons and daughters of God. Just now, at the gospel acclamation, a quotation from St. Paul, we are now called to live, to celebrate this Pascha's feast, not with malice, not with the ease of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Today, we can walk upright. You know, when we sin, we cannot walk upright. Already sin means to say we are not upright. But physically also, we cannot walk upright because we feel afraid. We feel that our sins, our crimes will be exposed one day. We live in fear. Those people who destroy others, those who kill, those who steal, those who are dishonest, they might have all these beautiful things. They have a beautiful bed, but they cannot sleep at night. That is why we are called to live the life of grace and holiness. If you are son and daughter of God, you walk with dignity. We have no fear. That is the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And finally, the last night when Jesus broke from the prison bars of death, rose victorious from the underworld. Again, it's so beautiful, my dear brothers and sisters, because with Christ's resurrection, death has been conquered. And truly, if you were to examine all the sins that the world committed, actually, why are people selfish? Why do people want to grab more and more? Why do people want to destroy others? Why do nations want to destroy other nations? Isn't it because of fear? Fear of death. We think there is only this world to live on. There is no other world. We better grab all we need and all we want. Better enjoy. The world fears death. That is why we are selfish. If you no longer fear death, I can tell you this, my dear brothers and sisters, those of us who no longer fear death do not have to protect ourselves. We can live freely. That's why the powerful and the richest people on this earth, they're the most insecure. They need 20 security guards just to go to the hawker center. You can go anytime. You are the most free person on this earth. You can do what you want. Those powerful people, they are afraid. Afraid to be assassinated, afraid to be killed. But if you are truly set free, you have no more fear of death. You can live generously. You can give your money to the poor. You can share what you have. Because you know that this is not the only life. There is the life that is to come. That is the fullness of life. This is just a pilgrimage. We are just passing through. Our homeland is in heaven. Then we do not cling on to this world. We do not cling on to what we have. While we are still alive, we want to use them well. We want to share. We want to celebrate. We want to share our love. And we treasure everyone because we know our life is so short. Don't say one day, when I retire, I will spend time with my wife. Your wife will have gone before you. Too late. One day, when I retire, I will have time for my children. They're already grown up. They have already gone abroad. So when we do not fear, we can celebrate life. That is what the Lord has set us free. So my dear brothers and sisters, you can see this feast of the resurrection has given us great hope, great meaning in life. And that is the reason why we know every Good Friday leads to Easter Sunday. Again, back to this Easter candle. Look at this Easter candle. It will burn and consume itself. And it's true. It's only when we start dying to ourselves, and that is what today's second reading is all about. We need to die to ourselves, and then we will have life. The more we die to ourselves, to our selfishness, to our sins, to our greed, to our fears, the more we become free. And the Lord is inviting us to enter into Good Friday with Him, to rise to a new life, so that we don't have to live in fear anymore. Live in perfect freedom as the sons and daughters of God. And for this to happen, my dear brothers and sisters, again today, the gospel is very appropriate for us, because we are told when the women returned from the tomb, or when they were at the tomb, they were terrified when the two men in brilliant clothes appeared before them. And the two angels most likely said, "Why look among the dead for someone who is alive? Why look for someone who is alive among the dead? You don't go to the cemetery, to the columbarium, to look for people who are alive. They are dead." And so I ask you, my dear brothers and sisters, where do you want to find life today? Would you want to find life from the world? Do you think you can find life by staying in your tomb? Those of you who are still in your tomb, those of you who still refuse to forgive, refuse to let go, refuse to surrender, those of you who are still imprisoned by your pride, by your fears, you are still in the tomb. Jesus has rolled the stones away. You must come out of the tomb, my dear brothers and sisters. You must reach out. When you start reaching out and stop looking, "Oh, poor me, no, nobody loves me, oh, poor me." If you keep on thinking about yourself, you will find life miserable. You, instead of waiting for people to reach out to you, you reach out. And you find that life will be different. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, let me conclude. You know, in the divine office, there's one beautiful hymn in one verse that always inspires me. It says, Paschal triumph, Paschal joy, only this can sin destroy. How can you sustain your Easter joy? For one day, one night, tomorrow, fighting again. Finished Easter joy. Tomorrow, back to Good Friday. If you want to maintain that Easter joy, do not let sin enter into your life. The moment you drive away sin, there you have the light. The moment you put on the light, there is no darkness. What do you want? You want to be in the light or in darkness? Easter triumph, Easter joy, only this can sin destroy.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Grace, Archbishop William Goh. This podcast is brought to you by Catholic SG Radio.